Division 2021-11, Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road.
I'd like to ask some questions of the council, of the commission, before I read this motion. This is a subdivision that bothers me for several reasons. One, it's kind of being plopped down in a place where other stuff isn't already. It's just going to be on its own at that density. Other places don't have lots this large, or this small, the lots closest. I checked this, there is one development close by, and the smallest lot there is 16.5. My other concern with this is that it's on a two-lane, no-shoulder road, and there's no way for them to expand that, for the developer to make improvements to the road, because they don't have the road frontage. They just have an entrance to the back. So, I mean, by rule of law, I am going to read the thing to approve this, but I just want this, you know, what do you guys think about that? Is this something that we should be looking at for the future?
I think you're making legit points, but I personally don't have a problem with this project going there.
Okay.
As you said, by rule of law.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in the rule of law, and that's what my motion's going to be made by, but it seems that this is a case where maybe we should be thinking about other things for a future.
Well, I think the thing that you're contemplating is the rule of law, okay?
Right, yes, that I don't have the, I can't change that, but...
Would there be some ordinance change that might be contemplated in order to make these situations, you know, easier to deal with?
Right.
And I get that that's where you're coming from, and that's what it will take, unfortunately, I think. That's what it will take, and that is certainly a discussion we can have at some future time.
Okay.
Put that on the list.
Okay, it's getting to be a long list. Well, thank you for listening to me on this, and thank you for your help, Counselor.
You're welcome.
And Jane. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2021-11 for Lightship Cove, based upon the record made during the public hearing, and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 97 lots on 48.94 acres. Three, the proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. The clustered subdivision of single-family homes has a density of 2 lots per acre. Four, the proposed development will still comply with all DLDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Five, there will be a 25-foot buffer from all non-tidal wetlands on the site, and a 50-foot buffer from Bundix Branch. Six, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Seven, the subdivision contains approximately 26.5 acres of open space, which represents about 54% of the site. There will also be approximately 7.5 acres of preserved woodlands within the site. The project will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, the location is in the low-density area according to current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Ten, this subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. 11, the subdivision will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. 12, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 13, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 97 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 54% of the site remains as open space, and that 7.5 acres of existing woodlands are preserved as non-disturbance areas. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, there shall be a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide from all tidal waters, tidal tributary streams, tidal wetlands, perennial rivers, and non-tidal streams, including Bundix Branch. There shall also be a buffer that is at least 25 feet wide from all federal wetlands. There shall be minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffer areas. Required silt fencing shall be installed upland of these buffer areas using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. Construction activities in the buffer area shall be minimum. Any disturbance in the buffer area shall be indicated on the final site plan, and the limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. H, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall also be provided. I, amenities including a pool and pool house shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 60th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. J, there shall be a pathway installed around the central pond using crushed stone or similar materials. The location and type of materials used to construct this path shall be shown on the final site plan. K, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly served central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. L, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. N, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. O, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. P, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. Q, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscaping plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. R, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. S, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. T, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning Commission. And could I add that there should be in the restricted covenants shall be a codicil or a phrase or whatever it's called that says there this area could be subject to hunting nearby?
I think maybe the thing to do is add that to...
To
letter P. So it would state the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice and a similar notice advising nearby property owners that hunting activities may occur nearby.
Perfect, thank you. Much better than I slogged through on that one. That's the motion.
I second the motion.
We moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-11, Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.